Good morning, Merle Womoff here from Delta College. It's great to be with you. I'm looking forward to your performance today, and I hope my comments will be helpful. All right. Push with a little more energy. Playing piano doesn't mean playing without any air and support. As a matter of fact, playing piano takes more energy and more focus than playing loud. Dee dee do 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 dee do. Dee do 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 dee. Start with energy right from the beginning, and you're pushing energy even through to that last second of the last note of the phrase. Whether or not it gets softer or not doesn't matter. More energy. Most phrases end with a little bit of a decrescendo, right? And it takes way more energy to play that decrescendo than it does to get louder. Dee da dee. Push on that pickup. Ooh, let's watch the intonation there, low woodwinds. Get that note. It's better, but there's dee-da-dee-da. That note is out of tune. Good job on that crescendo to forte. I like that you didn't blurt out that note at 41. That's very nice. Sustain your notes a little bit more, tuba, euphonium, bassoon, bass clarinet. Sustain, don't breathe so many times. Make your phrases of the bass part mirror the phrases of the melodic material. The major third needs to be played in tune, but the perfect fifth also needs to be. So what I'd like you to do is get the perfect fifth in tune. And then have the major third come in and add in. And the perfect fifth is played a tiny bit sharp, two cents, and that's where that locks in and really plays in tune. And then the major third is played 13 cents flat. And that's where it locks in to be perfectly in tune. So be able to adjust and listen and pay attention. Balance-wise, the root is the loudest. The fifth is softer than the root. The third is much softer than the fifth. And that chord will really lock in. Okay, that's it. Careful first, don't play louder than the second clarinets. Get inside the sound of the second clarinets. Come on, flutes. Support. Good job in the percussion section. A little more aggressive with the scrape. Shing. I want that to shimmer through there. Yeah, too much first clarinet. Tone quality. Control of sound in that upper register is a problem. We want it very warm. It has to do with the strength and technique of your embouchure. Flat chin. Flat chin. Ooh, around that embouchure. It's a very disciplined embouchure. No peach pits in your chin, clarinets or saxophones for that matter. Flat chins. Nice job here. I like the sound of this group. I'd like the intonation to be a bit better. I'd like the clarinets to get their embouchures and that upper register taken care of so that your sound blends with everybody else.
Get that in tune.
Watch that suspended cymbal release. First clarinets are just too loud.
Excellent.
Very nice group. Glad I got to hear you. Let's work on embouchure, tone quality, and intonation. Clarinet tone quality, especially firsts, and balance. We don't want those upper pitches to be overbalancing everybody below them. So keep that in mind. It'll help your pitch. It'll help the tone quality of the whole ensemble. In any event, it was great to hear your group. Take care.